Encore with Shannon Fogarty. Arts and entertainment for the Midlands. With the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
It is Thursday evening, and that means it is time for the Midlands Dedicated Arts Show Encore with Shannon Fogarty. This show brings you the absolute best of what's happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. To get in touch, you can pop me a text or a WhatsApp to 083 30 10 103. You can follow us across all of our social media channels at Midlands 103. Or if you want to be a part of the show, you can email me encore@midlands103.com. So here's what's on the show tonight. Ireland's King of Swing, Luke Thomas, will be in to chat to me about his band, The Swing Cats, and their Kings of Swing tour, which is kicking off in spring 2024. Works by 30 artists from Westmeath are to be shown together in Salore in the new exhibition opening at the Loom Gallery in Athlone by guest curator Emer McGarry. She will be in to talk all about that. And an eye-catching new mural in Banagher has been attracting a lot of attention recently. But to start the show, I am joined by Helen Lapois, who is director one of the three one-act comedies for Athlone Little Theatre. She's a native of France and works with Loom Gallery in Athlone and is very excited to be directing for the first time. These incredible comedies will be performed from the 29th to the 6th of December with a matinee on Sunday the 3rd. I am delighted to have Helen Lapois on the show with me, and she is directing one of the three one-act comedies that Athlone Little Theatre is putting on. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you for having me.
So you are directing Dear Diva. Talk me through what Dear Diva is and what the plot is.
So Dear Diva is a nice short play about a diva who is going to discover that she has to live with someone that she doesn't know anything about, who's a big fan of hers, but she knows nothing about her, whereas the fan, Francis, is actually this huge, super, super fan of the diva, Esley Harlow. And it's going to be a funny play where they're also going to discover one another. They're going to have to learn to live with one another and also how to live together. So it's going to be an interesting and a nice and funny play, yeah.
So this will be your first time directing a comedy act like this. How does that make you feel?
It's a bit... Actually, I'm very happy to be directing that, but I'm also very excited about doing that. And I'm just glad to be able to do it. And I have such a great crew on stage and backstage that are, you know, helping put everything together. But it is also a bit nervous about it, but in a good way, you know, because I'm, you know, I trust everyone on the stage and backstage, so that makes it easier.
So how do you feel about the three directors altogether? Because there's Dear Diva, At Louise and Melody. So you're up on stage along with Paddy Martin and Clive Darling. How does it feel to be one of the directors putting on one of the three acts that are going to be on stage?
Well, it feels good. It's also a bit scary, but no, it's a great thing to be able to do. And the Athlone Little Theatre is such a great stage. And no, I feel absolutely blessed to be able to be one of the three directors. You know, Clive has already directed so many plays, same as Paddy. So they've been great in their help also. And whenever I had a question, if I had a doubt about something, they were always there. So very helpful and very supportive of me being doing my first play there. So.
Oh, that's amazing. They've taken you under their wing and they're showing you all the ropes and everything, which is very nice of them to do.
Yeah. 100%. Every time I had a question, or if, you know, I needed an answer, you know, I had a question, I needed an answer, they were there straight away. So that was great.
So how has the preparations been going to do this? Because it's three different plays that are going to be going on simultaneously. How has the preparation been for this?
So we actually, you know, everyone has been putting a strong work since early October, you know, front of, well, backstage, on stage. So since October, we've been doing readings. We've also been doing on stage work. It's all kind of a choreography. So so we all know which evening we're on stage, when we're rehearsing, we're preparing the, you know, putting on the stage the props, etc., for our play, and then removing everything for the following director and the actors, etc., so that it's easy for everyone to be able to get on stage, do your rehearsal, and then the following director and crew can do their bits too. So choreography, but working well, so that's great. That's also, you know, everybody's putting in good work in that and making everything life easy for everyone. So that's good.
Now, this is all going to be on stage at the Athlone Little Theatre between November 29th and running until December 6th. And there's actually a matinee happening on December 3rd. And
yeah,
if anyone wants to get tickets, if they're listening, where can they get tickets?
So there's actually a QR code on the poster and also on flyers that you can see around town. You can also go onto athlonelittletheatre.ie. You can book the tickets online through Eventbrite.
Amazing. So three comedy acts. I can only imagine that during rehearsals, your sides are sore from laughing. What can the audience expect on the night?
You know, we want everyone to have fun, be it on stage, but also for the audience. So that's mainly what we're looking for that night. Yeah.
And now, this being the first play that you've directed, what has been the highlight so far for you, and what would be the one thing that you're like, I'll definitely change that the next time I'm directing?
Yeah, that's going to be ongoing until I think after the production. What can I change? What ways can I change some stuff? The highlight has actually been just working with everyone, you know, with Linda, Michelle, Ronan McCrain also. They've put in so much work, and they keep on putting so much work. And it's every time we were rehearsing, you see something new coming out of the lines, etc., of the dynamic. Linda and Michelle's duo is just great to see, and it's flourishing every night in a different way. So that to me is a highlight, when you see the start of it and the build up and everything that's being created by the actors on the stage. That's just amazing to see and to be able to witness. So that's the highlight for me. And what can I change? Well, you know what? I'll probably have to ask the actors and actresses, what can I change? What's going on?
I'm sure they'll turn around and say, nothing, you are perfect.
But it's a great, you know, a great feeling just in general is the fact that there's so much trust. I trust them completely. I know they're going to deliver because they deliver every time we're rehearsing. So I have this trust in them, and this makes it so easy for me to direct also, to be able to watch them. I take notes at times, or sometimes I would just say out loud, this is great, keep that, you know, so yeah.
I love that.
It's a big highlight.
It is very important, isn't it, to have that trust of the actors, that they know that they're putting on the performance and they're portraying it in the way that you have in your head, and you're able to go, that's exactly what I want. They captured what I wanted and have it on stage.
Yeah, and they also bring some bits that I didn't see before, which is also great. You know, there's so many ways you can say a line.
Exactly.
And they will come out with, and they will come out with something, another way, another point of view. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, actually, I didn't see it that way. So that's great. Yeah, we'll keep that. So, yeah, it's, you know, of course, it's a collaboration with everyone. Everybody can say, look, this is more how I'm seeing it. And we can discuss, and then we can say, okay, let's try it that way. And we'll see. Yeah.
And this is all happening. It's the Athlone Little Theatre's three one-act comedies, and it's Dear Diva, Louise Daughter, and Melody. It's all going on from November 29th to December 6th, and tickets you can get from athlonelittletheatre.ie. Helen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck on opening night for your first direction of Dear Diva. It's going to be amazing, and I'm sure everyone is going to have the time of their lives.
Thank you, Shannon. Yeah, thanks. We're all going to be. Thank you.
Big thank you again to Helene. And if you want to see any of the three one-act comedies that are going on, then make sure to visit athlonelittletheatre.ie. Coming up here on Encore on Midlands 103, the Swing Cats are in the building.
Encore, brought to you by the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. From the greatest gigs to the best community shows, enjoy it all in the comfort of our newly refurbished theatre. Your theatre, our home, deancrowtheatre.com.
You are back with Shannon Fogarty here on Encore, and it's all about the music right now. Well, swing music. The best in the business, King of Swing, Luke Thompson. Thomas and his band, the Swing Cats, are back with a brand new show celebrating 100 years of swing music with the musical timeline of swing classics from the 1920s to modern day. And this is coming to the Mullingar Arts Centre in March of next year. I am delighted to be joined by Luke Thomas, who is part of the Kings of Swing, and you are going on tour next spring, and it's celebrating 100 years of swing music. First off, tell me, what is swing music?
I suppose swing music is one of the earliest kind of forms of popular music, if you will. It goes back, as you mentioned, Shannon, about 100 years now. Back to the 1920s, when kind of music started to be recorded and people started to say, right, that's popular, and I suppose that's where the original pop music came from. And obviously it's changed so much from kind of swing and big band to rock and roll, you know, to disco, to hip-hop, to everything and all in between, and what people consider kind of pop music. But that, I suppose, is the original kind of pop music, if you will, swing music from 100 years ago. So it's crazy to think that, you know, recorded music and all, without going into the history lesson, but it's crazy to think that that's around that long, you know?
It's amazing to know that it's around that long. Well, what got you into this particular genre?
I suppose I would have been aware as a younger person, you know, people like Frank Sinatra, you know, people like Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, all these guys, Andy Williams and Bing Crosby, you know, from my dad's albums and stuff like that. And you know, I've been a singer since I've been a teenager, so, you know, I kind of would do the pop stuff back then. And I was asked to join the Irish Rat Pack. This is going back maybe 20 years ago, so I was a teenager. To join the Irish Rat Pack when they were doing a tour in Ireland. And I didn't even know what the music really was. I was aware of it, but I was like, oh, this feels like, at the time, old people music, you know? I didn't understand the kind of the music, but when you get into it and you're like, oh my God, this is great stuff. This is, you know, such rich kind of music and well-written music, and it kind of, everybody knows it in different ways. When we travel around the country, people identify with different songs because they might be personal to their family or something like that. So everyone feels part of this kind of music, you know?
And it's sweet because some of the feedback that you've gotten is this is one of the theoretical highlights of the year, one of my favourite musical acts in the country, that was from the president himself. How does it feel to have the president say that about the music that you produce?
Shannon, it's brilliant. You know, we've been doing this for years, and we've been able to perform for the president 7 years in a row, which is brilliant. So he's been a fan of the band, I suppose, and he wouldn't ask us back if he wasn't, you know.
Exactly.
In terms of, yeah. So it's a great compliment to get from him, and I suppose when people enjoy the music, you know, and we don't take ourselves too seriously, you know. We're just performing the songs that people love, but we're doing them our way and doing them the proper way. And to get a validation, I suppose, from the president, it's unbelievable. It's something that I do forget that it's happened sometimes until we get the call every year to go back into his back garden and perform again. Like, it's crazy.
That's such a sweet moment to have. And I'm very excited because we actually get to experience you and the Swing Cats in the Mullingar Arts Centre next March 30th, which is very exciting. It's all part of your tour that you've got coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, this is our biggest tour, Shannon. We're doing 16 dates around the country. We've never been to Mullingar before. It's always a place that we've loved to try and visit and to perform in. And we know the crowds are great there, a very musical place. And it's just great to be able to come there. And we're really, really excited. Again, when we go around the country on previous tours, you know, people really get involved. They sing along. It's a night out for everybody. And as I said, everyone knows the song. So a lot of times we might start a song and the crowd might finish it, you know what I mean? So it's a real warm and a great vibe. And we take requests there and then in the show. We don't have a set kind of list that we need to adhere to and, you know, stick to a certain regimented kind of list. So it's very interactive with the audience as well, you know, which makes for a better show. No show is ever the same. No song order is ever the same as well, which is great.
That's just it. You really thrive off of what the audience give you on the night.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting. As you said, no show is the same. So, I mean, everyone needs to make sure they get tickets for this because it'll be one hell of a night over in Mullingar. But tell me, how do you and the Swing Cats prepare for a tour like this?
Well, myself and the band, we've been kind of together. The core members of the band have been together now just over 10 years. So we've been gigging together. We've at least done maybe 600-700 gigs and functions and events and everything up and down the country in Europe and everywhere else. So for us, it's exciting when people are actually coming to see us perform. It's very, very exciting. So, you know, the fact that the tour is in spring, we have a couple of weeks off after Christmas, just to really kind of embed some of the new songs into the set. You know, every year when we finish a tour, you know, we get to know what the audience are looking for, and that's key. You know, it's not about us. It's about the people that are coming. It's about their enjoyment, and it keeps us present. It keeps us engaged in the performances constantly when, you know, sometimes we don't know what's coming next, and I on purpose, a lot of times, don't tell the band what's coming next till the end of the song. And it just keeps the drummer on his toes or the piano player on his toes. And it's great, you know, it's great fun. I love seeing their faces as well. It's just a bit of fun on stage, you know.
That's just it. It keeps the adrenaline going.
Yes, absolutely. And we've had people from the crowd coming up and doing duets with us and dancing up on the stage and everything else as well. So anything goes, as they say, when you come to the show.
That sounds like the most amazing show that you could ever go to.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we like to think so anyway, you know. That's, I suppose, just getting it across to the people that might not know us or might be familiar with what we do. It's always great to kind of interact with new audiences.
And I love that. That's just it. There's so much interaction in this show that it's absolutely amazing. But tell me, what is your favourite part of performing?
My favourite part of performing is actually looking into the whites of people's eyes and seeing them enjoying themselves, you know, because with a live performance, you get an instant feedback on how you're getting on. And I suppose you build into a show where you can grow, you can really kind of take an audience to another place, so to speak, and kind of their energy feeds into me and I feed back into them and it goes up and up and it's, you know, we've had some absolutely unbelievable moments throughout the last few years, you know, since coming back from COVID and all that kind of stuff, where you really remember why you do this and you really remember, you know, I suppose the art of entertainment and you know, connecting with your audience and seeing people enjoy themselves, you know. It's an honest initial feedback that people can't kind of hide or you know, they're either compelled to cheer or they're compelled to dance or sing or whatever it is, or they're not. You can't fake that response, which is great.
And that's so true. So for anyone that is listening and they want tickets, where can they go?
They can go to the Mullingar Arts Centre website, or else they can go to www.theswingcats.ie. Either place, and you'll get your tickets there, and you'll see all our videos. If you're unsure what we do or anything like that, you can see all our videos. I'll be back on the TV again next Tuesday on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media. I'll be singing a Christmas song as well, so you can catch me there if you're not familiar with what we do. And if you are, just hit follow on any of our socials and you get all the up-to-date information as well across Instagram, Facebook, everything else.
And we'll have a sneak peek. We'll have one of your songs that we'll play just now.
Brilliant.
For our listeners. So thank you so much for coming on. I wish you the best luck with your tour and good luck on the 6 o'clock show.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having me.
Remember, you can get your tickets to see Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats in Mullingar Arts Centre from mullingarartscentre.ie. Next here on Encore, 30 Westmeath artists are holding an exhibition in the Loon Gallery in Athlone soon.
Encore on Midlands 103, thanks to the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone, with a wide range of flexible spaces, expertise and facilities to make your live stage production, corporate event or community function a success. Your theatre, our home. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
This is Shannon Fogarty with Encore on Midlands 103, and Loon Gallery in Athlone, in collaboration with the Westmeath's Art Office, presents Salore, Westmeath Artists Awards exhibition featuring works by 30 Westmeath artists selected by guest curator Emer McGarry, who is the artistic director of the Model Home of the Nylon collection in Sligo. Emer McGarry on the phone, and she is at the minute guest curating what is going to be a lot of work, a new exhibition that's coming to the Loon Gallery. Emer, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem at all, Shannon.
So you, together with 30 other artists from Westmeath, are putting on an exhibition in the Loon Gallery. 30 artists all working together. How has the preparation been for this?
Fantastic. So the exhibition is a collaboration between the Loon Gallery and Westmeath Arts Office. So they did an open call for artists who were either from Westmeath originally or are currently living in Westmeath. So artists of all kind of different disciplines put forward works for consideration, and I had the great privilege and honour of choosing the works for the show. So it was a fantastic job, and actually today we're doing the layout for the exhibition, and it'll open formally open this day next week.
And there's a lot of work that goes into all of this, but it's a tough decision trying to pick all of the art. So how was that for you?
It was a very hard decision because I was blown away, to be honest, by the talent in Westmeath and how different all the submissions were. There was a couple of really core strands of kind of theme that run through all the work that was submitted. So it was nice to kind of follow those threads and put some works in that kind of tell a bit of a narrative, and then other works that are just very strong in their own right and very individualistic. But it's always really hard to say no, because art is very subjective, and there were a lot of great works that I wasn't able to include as well. So I would just like to say to all those artists, that just because you don't make it into one open submission, it isn't, it isn't a judgment on your work. It's just this particular body of work that I chose work well together.
Exactly. And that's just it. There could be a season two of this.
You never know. Yeah.
So talk me through the name and how all of this came about.
So the name is Salore, and I was kind of intrigued to, learn that Westmeath is at the very, very centre of Ireland. And I really liked that, just this idea of being right in the middle. And so that's where the title came from. And I just thought there's a really nice kind of resonance between being in the middle and then the kind of different contemporary discourse in contemporary art these days. And the fact that, I found that the work that was submitted was really vibrant, really kind of on the pulse of a lot of things that are happening internationally and nationally. A lot of different kind of conversations in contemporary art, and they were really reflected here. So I liked kind of that resonance with the title Salore as well.
And I love how it combines everything, as you said, and it's great to have that. So how did everyone get involved? So the 30 artists, they applied for this position, and obviously it's not easy, getting it down to 30 from all the applications that would have come in.
No, there were over 100 different applications. So some were craft, they were more easily defined as craft pieces. They were absolutely beautiful, but they weren't appropriate for this show because this is about fine art. So, in some ways it was sad, but relatively easy to say, well, okay, we have to have some parameters when we have an award where 100 artists want to be involved. But I would just like to say that it's, great credit to the Loon Gallery and to Westmeath Arts Office, because this is a really meaningful way of supporting artists. Every artist involved will get an artist fee, and obviously there are 30 of them, so that's, very substantial. There will be an overall artist who is selected as the winner, and they get a range of different kind of supports as well, including a solo show at the Loon Gallery.
Oh, amazing.
And then three other artists will have studio visits with myself, where, at least I can meet them and get to know their broader practice. So I think that's a really wonderful support as well. So it is very meaningful. So there's a great way of establishing relationships and sharing kind of what's going on here in Athlone with the wider world, or not in Athlone, but in Westmeath.
And that's just it. It's a great networking event for everyone in this industry to get to know each other and to see different types of art and stuff as well. But tell me, how many pieces are actually going to be on display?
So there were over 100 submissions, and there will be 30 artists, and I think there are 42 pieces on display.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think there'll be something for everybody, whether you like kind of figurative work or portraiture, landscape. There's a lot of work, kind of, there was one very clear theme that kind of ran through all the works was a kind of discourse about gender politics, so there's quite a bit of work about that. There's other work about that's kind of quite political, and then there were other works that are just really strong and very individualistic. So I would say to people, come along. It's, I think, going to be a really nice way to kind of get to know the artists who are connected here to County Westmeath.
So for anyone that is listening that does want to come along, when is the open days, where is it all happening, and what can they expect?
So the formal opening is on Thursday the 30th of November in the Lewin Gallery at 6 p.m. And if they come along on that evening, they'll get to meet, I'm sure, some of the artists. Myself, I'll be here. There'll be a kind of formal opening with a couple of short speeches and things like that. And a really great chance for people to see this really vibrant work that's coming out of this county and possibly meet some of the artists as well.
And so what does it mean for you to be involved in this? Because you're coming down from the model in Sligo to be a guest curator in the Lewin Gallery.
Well, things like this are always a privilege because as a curator, it gives you a chance to get a really good overview of what's happening in a county or who is, you know, people, artists who are originally from the county, maybe living in Dublin or in Cork or elsewhere now, but just a great snapshot. So for me, it's like I get to do a lot of research in a really condensed period of time. So that's always really good. But I've come across some really fascinating artists as part of this. So it's been a really rich experience for me.
And how have you found the industry, the overall art industry in Ireland now after COVID? Has it grown?
Well, yes, it has. And, you know, I think one thing, you know, a lot of people would say that we did fall back and rely on the arts to get us through the difficulties of lockdown. It is fantastic that the Arts Council have been awarded more money by the government and that there are more supports for artists now than there were prior to COVID. So that's, you know, if we can find a silver lining at all in what happened to us over the last couple of years, I think for artists it is slightly better. But I kind of have to check that by saying that it is very difficult for artists to make a living in any country. So it's always a very difficult career choice because, you know, there's no easy way to the top or to kind of financial security. So the more support that people can give to artists and buy their work, the better.
So this is why we love to be able to do this on the show. So for any of our listeners who are interested, head over to the Lewin Gallery for the official launch on November 30th, which is this day week, next Thursday, for the Salor exhibition that is going on with all the amazing artists from Westmeath and around. Eimear, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us all about it.
No problem, Shannon. Take care.
And that is happening Thursday, the 30th of November at 6 p.m. So make sure all are welcome to attend. Next here on Encore, we take a trip to Banagher to chat about a mural that has recently gathered a lot of attention.
Encore, in association with the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone, our bright and airy AIB gallery and cosy theatre bar can cater for smaller private events too. Your theatre, our home. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
You are listening to Shannon Fogarty on Encore here on Midlands 103. And joining me now is artist Lisa Glynn to explain the story behind the mural in Banagher that's recently got a lot of attention. First off, thank you so much for coming in.
All mine. Pleasure's all mine.
So talk to me about this mural that you've done in Banagher and how it came about and what exactly is up there.
Oh, well, it all started with a gentleman from Banagher, an elderly man, with great vision, I have to say as well. But first of all, I have to mention one thing, and that's his memory garden. It all started with his memory garden, where he used to plant flowers. And then it came that all the community used to come with their flowers as a memory of their loved ones.
Oh.
So then it just expanded and expanded. And then from that, Ray decided a mural beside it would complement the garden as well. because it's just across the road is his kitchen window. Mm. And he was looking out one day and he was just remembering when he was a little boy, just throwing the ball up against the wall with hurl, that the barges used to pass by. And he just remembered he used to stop playing when the barges would be going by. And he just said a barge would be lovely on that wall as a mural. So that's where it all started.
And I love
But
that.
The amount of work it took to organise the actual mural, you know, he had to go through an awful lot of ropes to get
really?
It going. Yeah. Local development were amazing for funding, and he organised a table quiz as well. And the local community were just unbelievable. But the wall was a battered down wall, and all the tradesmen in Banagher came together, plastered it, power hosed it, painted it, and some local business people as well came and gave the plaster. Micheál Keneally was one guy that gave the plastering and materials as well for the wall. And I couldn't mention everybody. I'd love to mention everybody. There are so many people involved in it. And there's one thing I have to say, how well I was treated while I was doing it. All the cups of tea, Mary Mulvey, Mary Flannery, to mention a couple of them. And all the people passing by giving snacks. And just the amount of people that stopped and telling me stories about their memories of the Shannon, and just all the support was just amazing.
And it's lovely, because you know? It's a beautiful community over it in Banagher. And just to have...
And it's not just Banagher. There was Lusma people, Clann people, Clonfert, Burr, it was all the surrounding areas.
That's lovely.
Know? And everybody was so good with the funding of it, you know. But couldn't have done it without everybody. It was a huge team effort, you know.
It's so sweet how it's all come together. So how was the whole process of getting it together and putting it on the wall? How long did that take?
Well, the table quiz went back last May.
Wow.
It was on, but then it was the torrential rain in the summer that really put a hold on it. But that didn't stop the tradesmen. There was one guy, Kieran Flannery from Banagher, a great contractor all his life, and he got the tradesmen, more tradesmen in Banagher, and they put up a shelter over the wall. So other than that, it would have gone on into the winter and, you know, it would have gone on and on. So we were able to get it done then near the end of the summer. It took because of all the rain over the summer. So the shelter really helped, you know.
That's so sweet. Now, this mural is attracting a lot of attention.
Huge. I couldn't get over it. There was a match in Banagher one day and Lusma were playing. And I thought there was a wedding passing because all the locals were passing by and they were bibbing and stopping. And, you know, it was just the support was unreal.
So what sort of techniques and stuff did you use?
Well, I wouldn't be into spray painting or stencils or anything like that. I love paintbrush and hands-on and get in there and I just go with the flow as I go. I did do a prototype out.
Yeah.
But as I went, I just kept adding my own little bits as I went as well, because it's a huge, big wall. And when you're doing a prototype, it's only a small little area. So when you're doing the big wall, you can expand more of creative, you know.
I was going to say, because it's a massive piece that you've done.
30 foot by 8 foot, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, paintbrushes is my thing. And I do art classes as well. And I do art galleries. And I sell in local buildings because I'm a busy single parent. So I'm going as big as I can. And I'm very happy with, because I love being a mum as well.
Oh,
so I'm very happy with what I'm doing at the moment.
So how did Ray get you involved? Was it a conversation?
We all know each other in the community. And I'm the local artist there, where I do Christmas markets and I do commissions for people locally. So I'd be well known. And I've been friends with Ray for years as well.
Aww.
So he had me in his mind because I'm kind of the more natural paintbrush technique.
Yeah.
And he thought that would suit the smaller town rather than the modern spray paint stencils that you see in the big cities. This actually suited and it really complemented his garden. My style of painting.
And I think from the images that I've seen, it definitely does suit a more natural paint, because I don't think, as you said, a spray paint would have actually suited it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have done murals before because of the Irish weather.
Yes.
or anything that big. But the way I looked at it was, bigger tins of paint and bigger brushes, and away I went. I went with the flow, and that was it, and it turned out fine.
So how long did it take you to paint it from start to finish?
Oh, that's kind of hard one now, because with the, getting in between two teenagers over the summer and rain and everything. Oh, I'd say it'd be 2 weeks anyway.
Okay.
Full on.
Wow.
Once I got going, I flew it.
That's just it, because I thought maybe it would have taken a little longer. That's very impressive for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks if it had been full on.
Yeah.
You know, because I would have been coming and going, you know.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. So what was your favourite part of the entire process of putting it on the wall?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
I just loved everything, because I just love painting. I love the whole process of it.
That's such a sweet, it's so sweet. And I love the story that's actually coming from behind this. What got you into art yourself?
Well, I've always been into it, always. I used to win all the competitions in school. I came third in Ireland once in school. So I would have gone to college, but at the time it wasn't considered really a popular profession. Mm. Like there's more outlets into it now than there was, I won't say how long ago it was. But anyway, so I kept at it anyway, because you know it's like a hobby. If you love something, you're going to find time for it.
Exactly.
Like, you should anyway, find time for things you like doing. So I kept at it anyway. And then I didn't really do anything with it, only for myself as a hobby. And then I had a little boy with Down syndrome, and I gave up work. And then I found I did have a bit more time on my hands. So I started getting into it more and more. And then I had a little girl, and as they got older in school, I did art classes for children, because that's where we were at.
Yeah.
And that was great. And then as they got older, I started into teenagers and adults classes. So now I'm just doing adults.
Oh, lovely.
And they come to my house. I have a sunroom, and it's very casual. You know, it's nice. It's a hobby, and they all love it. So I must be doing something right.
Well, that's just it, because my grandma now would do something exactly like that.
Yeah.
And she's been going at least a year or so now. And the paintings that she comes out with, she's so happy with it all. And it's just something nice for them to do.
Exactly.
That's lovely.
And I think since the COVID, more and more people are... went back to their hobbies and stuff that time, and I find since then more like it is getting busier even since COVID, because people got back into what they liked doing when they had the time.
Yeah.
And I think some of they really continued it on from that.
Well, that's amazing. You know? So it's nice that you're able to facilitate this for them. So I know you said that this was one of the first murals you did. Will it be something you'll do again in the future?
I would. I never refuse anything. It is huge work. You know, the people don't realise the amount of work. The canvas, the wall has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Before you, you know, there is work that has to go into it before even the mural starts. You know, there's even the other towns now are coming in, inspired by it, and they've contacted us to know about the process for Tidy Towns.
Oh, lovely!
So they're asking about it, and they're thinking of doing their own murals.
Oh, and I love this.
You know, so it has inspired others as well. But we just had to let them know the amount of work that does go into it.
There is. There always is a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes.
So would mind helping out if they needed it.
So for anyone that is passing through Banagher, where is the mural located?
Yeah, well, Banagher's only a small town as well. So it's coming in from Clahan direction. And it's just beside the square as you come in from Clahan. So it's a nice, like, welcoming into the town. And there are loads... As Ray's just across the road, he's very proud to see lots of people stopping, to even people that aren't from around, stopping, taking pictures, photos, and it's just getting huge recognition. We're blown away, really, because the newspapers have been out. There was one guy that used to stop most evenings for a chat. His name is Marty Guinan, and he's a photographer.
Amazing.
He just took a lovely snap and put it into the newspaper just innocently, and it took off from there. The newspapers and came. So I just like to thank Marty Guinan for that lovely shot he took.
It's a beautiful picture, and it portrays it really well. And I can't wait to go over to Banagher, because I have friends that are there as well, to go and see it.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming in and telling us the story.
I'm just hoping I didn't forget anybody. Say thank you to everybody. And I just have to say hello to my son and daughter, Rena and Kate.
Aww. That's Hi, Ian and Kate. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Amazing work. So if anyone actually wants to see any more of your work or to get involved with some of the classes that you do, where can they find out more information or get in touch with you?
Well, you'll find me on Facebook.
And her Facebook is Lisa Glynn for anyone that is interested in finding out more about her art and the classes that she holds. Many thanks again to Lisa for coming in and talking to me about the wonderful work she did in Banagher. It's amazing to see everything that went into the mural, and it's definitely worth going over and taking a look. But that is it for Encore. That's it for me. Claire O'Brien is coming back, so thank you to listening to me for the last few months. I'm not gone, though. You can catch me on the Funky Disco on Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. all the way to 1 a.m. bringing the biggest hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s. Claire will be back next Thursday from 7 with more of what's been happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. And if there's anything that you would like on the show, make sure to email her encore@midlands103.com. Joe Cooney is up just after the 8 o'clock news with Country Roads. Have a great weekend, and I will chat to you on Saturday from 9 on the Funky Disco, and Claire will be back here from 7 with more of everything in the arts here on Encore on Midlands 103. Have a great weekend.
Encore with the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Live theatre, drama, dance, music, comedy, musical theatre, panto. Your home of entertainment for all. DeanCrowTheatre.com.